of, struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I really am. Yeah, we have rules of engagement in this program, so chop, pay attention to this. First and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, you want to comment on something I say, you want to ask me anything, tell me anything, whatever it is, you just, on your smartphone, you type in this phone number, 33103, 33103, and then you begin your message with Mike or Michael, and you say Mike or Michael, and then you tell me anything or ask me anything. And you can do that anytime you hear my, well, you can do it anytime you want to, but you can do it whether you're listening live, delayed, on the podcast, whatever. And I'll give you a little warning about text messages. I don't reply to all of them. I try to reply to some of them occasionally. But text messages are what we call during the weekday program, squirrels. Yeah. Depending on what you say or ask, you might get me chasing a squirrel during the program. So be sure and send a text message to 33103. Start the text with the word Mike or Michael. The second thing is, if you want to follow me on Twitter, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You want to find a local affiliate, what time they air the program. You want to see some of the stories we post. You want to download the podcast. You want to stream us live right now. Anything that you want to do, you can simply go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I always get a kick out of that because that was a total fluke that we came up with that during the week, during the weekday program, because I forget when it was, it's probably been a year or more ago, that somebody asked for the website. And the website to get all of that stuff is this convoluted kind of, iheart.com/khouse/15729-23/whatever. It was totally absurd. So we just said, let's get our own URL. So it's michaelsaysgohere.com. When you subscribe to the podcast, you subscribe to this, The Situation with Michael Brown. Find The Situation with Michael Brown, subscribe to that podcast, hit that little subscribe button, and then, of course, leave us a 5-star review. But be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you the weekday program, that gets you the weekend program, that gets you everything that I do, including things we're getting ready to start during the week, which might be some separate interviews. I don't do interviews on programs, but we might be doing some separate interviews with some interesting people. But it'll get you whatever we do in terms of radio. You'll find it at that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. So be sure to subscribe to that. What am I missing? Let's see. Rules of engagement. Email michaelbrown@iheartmedia.com. Yeah, everything you need is right there in that michaelsaysgohere.com. Let's get started because there's a lot of stuff going on. You remember the crazy congressman, the Democrat congressman from New York called, his name is Jamal Bowman. He's the guy that pulled the fire alarm at the United States Capitol when they were having all of the debates and the votes on the next speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And he claimed initially that he didn't do it to disrupt the vote. He did it accidentally because he thought he was pulling pulling some sort of button that would unlock the doors. Until we get the video. You know what's fascinating to me is, and I had this happen to me one time. But everybody's got a smartphone. I don't know what the penetration is of smartphone ownership in the United States, but my gosh, it's got to be upwards of 90%, maybe higher. I don't know. What are televisions now? Like 98%, 99% of every television has a home? So I don't know what the penetration is of smartphones, but everybody's got a smartphone. Now, they're called smartphones, but if you're like me, you don't make many phone calls on it. You do everything but make phone calls. And one of the things that you do is you take pictures, you take video. And so everybody's got a camera. And whenever anything goes wrong, somebody pulls out a phone and pulls out their phone and starts videotaping something. Now, this story didn't involve a phone, but it's the point is the same. There's video everywhere. You know, because of my, many people say this is because I'm paranoid. It's not because I'm paranoid. It's because I have a reason to be paranoid because they really are after me. But ever since I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, one of the things that I was taught by my security detail was always, one, always remember that you probably are on video. But two, if you, and this is something they would do. Every time we would go into a restaurant, we would go into a hotel, we would go into a meeting or whatever, they would scour whatever venue I was going to for cameras. And that was because if, in case something bad happened, they would know whether or not there would be videotape so that in, you know, a criminal case or in a civil, you know, in some sort of civil lawsuit, that they would be able to remember, aha, there were cameras in the hallway, there were cameras in the ballroom, there were cameras in wherever. And so there are cameras everywhere today. And as part of what's happened to me over those almost 6 years of serving in the president's cabinet is that I look for the cameras. I look for the cameras, and I realize that everybody has a camera on them somewhere. One day I was pulling into the parking lot of a grocery store here in Colorado. And you know how you tend to, or maybe you don't, but I do, depending on where I'm pulling into, if I can pull full on in from the parking place that I'm pulling into and pull into the parking place in front of me, I will do that so I won't have to back out. Even if they're angled parking spots, I'll still do that. Because I can still just pull out and not have to worry about backing out, because backing is always more dangerous than it is pulling out. So I will just pull straight through. And I'm pulling into this parking lot, and I'm going to pull through when this woman comes zooming up and pulls into that spot, and I have to slam on my brakes and stop and then back up a little bit because, by golly, she's going to take that parking place. Well, it kind of pissed me off, but I was like, crazy woman driving like crazy. So I get out of my car. She starts yelling at me. I don't know why she's yelling at me, because she got her parking spot. I backed up. You know, I guess I was. But you know what she did? Yeah, she pulled out her phone. As she's yelling at me, she pulled out her phone to video me walking to the grocery store. And while I was very tempted, and I really wanted to, you know, turn around and give her the middle finger, I didn't do it. I didn't do it for several reasons. One, because I knew she was videotaping me, and two, I knew that would end up on social media somewhere, and I knew that somebody would recognize, oh, look, there's a former undersecretary giving somebody the finger. You would think a congressman would know that inside the United States Capitol, there are cameras everywhere. So back to Jamal Bowman. We now have the video of him walking up to, you know, doors with the push bars, and he takes the, you know, they say something like, you know, if exit will sound alarm, exit will, you know, cause the alarm to go off. He knocks down a sign that says that. He knocks down a couple of signs that are leaning on the push bars on the door. He does that, then he very calmly turns to his left and pulls down the fire alarm, and then calmly walks away. He wasn't in a hurry. He was taking his time. So we now know, in fact, he's actually been charged, too, with a crime, as he should have been. He gets irritated because reporters are asking him why he lied about pulling the fire alarm to disrupt the debate going on in Congress, saying to the reporters, man, why are we still talking about this? Man, why, you know, come on, man, why are we talking about it? Well, to quote him exactly, it was, quote, man, why are we still talking about this, man, question mark, close quotes. Well, ask why he pleaded guilty to pulling fire alarm deliberately, despite having initially claimed that he thought the lever would just open a door. He insists that that's behind me. That's been adjudicated. We're done. Pay the fine. Move forward. In 3 months, it'll be dismissed. Now, reporters started pressing him on the fact that he had not been straight about having pulled the fire alarm by accident in the first place. But he insisted he had been very straight from the beginning. When further pressed on the fact that his criminal actions were the ongoing subject of discussion in Congress, he got really mad. Come on, man. Yeah, whatever, man. That's all good, he added. You know, here's why I bring you this story. First, do you think if you, now this gets back to my absolute irritation, in fact, my disdain for members of Congress, Republican and Democrat alike. Do you think if you had been on a tour inside the United States Capitol, I don't know whether you've been in U.S. Capitol or not, but let me tell you, it's got nooks and crannies everywhere. It's a beautiful building on the inside. It's a wonderful place to be. But I have a question for you. And I'm going to ask you that question on the next side. So don't go away. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text your talk back or your message, whatever it might be, to 33103. When we get back, I have a question for you. I'll be right back.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Louts Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Louts Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Louts Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates, and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and text the word MicroMichael to 33103. For example, this one. I love this from Goober number 5544 writes, Michael, I know that you're a stickler on the use of words. So am I. I really hate when people use the phrase videotaping, because you don't videotape in this digital world that we live in today unless you're actually using tape. I know. That's a great point. Yeah, you're right. We're not videotaping with our phones. What are we doing? Videoing? Yeah, I gotta find the right verb for it. Whatever we're doing, we're making videos with our phones. Yeah. And no one was video. Well, wait a minute. I was going to say nobody was videotaping Congressman Bowman, but considering that the United States government is run by a bunch of octogenarians that I'll be put out to pasture, a reference to another text message that came in, they might actually still be using old VHS or beta tapes in the security systems in the U.S. Capitol. Now, I know that they're not, but I'd like to make that point. So he's on camera, and there's video of him pulling the lever to set off the fire alarm. Now, here's my question. He got 3 months probation. I think it was $1,000 fine or something. I forget. It was some minimal amount for a congressman. And in 3 months, if he's a good boy, well, then they will dismiss the charges and he will have his record expunged and we'll just all pretend like nothing ever happened. And he'll continue to get reelected and nobody will care.
Mr. Bowman, why did you plead guilty to knowingly pulling that fire alarm when you said that you didn't know it? Initially, you told all of us you didn't know there's a fire alarm.
I'm still talking about this, man. That's behind me. That's been adjudicated. We're done. Pay the fine, move forward, in 3 months he'll be dismissed.
But you weren't straight about what happened initially.
I was very straight. I was straight from the very beginning.
You said you didn't know, though.
I was straight from the beginning.
Someone did invoke that today on the House floor, though.
What's that?
That incident, the fact that you had you've actually pleaded guilty, and he is still just being charged.
Yeah, whatever, man. That's all good. Any other questions about anything else?
Can you just explain why you said that initially?
We already talked about this. Anything else? All right. Peace and love, y'all.
You know what fascinates me about that is the willingness of someone on camera in front of reporters to just still deny that he did anything wrong. It's all been adjudicated. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, if you didn't do anything wrong, then why did you cop a plea to it? And why are you going to pay a fine? And then why are you going to go back in front of a judge in 3 months? And again, if you've been good and you haven't done anything else, we're going to have the charges dismissed and you'll have your record expunged and you'll walk away as if nothing ever happened. Would you get that? Would you get that? You know, a lot of January 6th protesters accused of disrupting congressional proceedings, which is exactly what this guy did, are facing months or even years in federal prison. What do you think would happen to you? You're on that tour. You're walking down the hallway somewhere, and you're just thinking to yourself, you know, it's like kids that just do stupid things. It's just like, I don't mean like teenagers. Teenagers do stupid stuff too. But I'm talking like you got a five-year-old, a six-year-old, and they just do something really stupid. Like our son one time, when I don't know how old he was, maybe he's 10, 11 years old, he took a pair of scissors to a brand new a garden hose that we had purchased for the garden, and he had the scissors, and he cut the hose in half. It was the stupidest thing I think he's ever done in his entire life. This is a brilliant man now. It's like, why the hell did you do that? I don't know. This congressman is exactly the same way. Why didn't you do it? I didn't do anything. It's so frustrating to me that the people that make the laws that you and I have to abide by, and if we don't, we'll have the book thrown at us, get off of stuff like this. It frustrates me to no end that someone like this can then just lie to reporters. Nobody cares. I care, and I know you care. But people like this, when you and I would face a lot worse, the January 6th defendants are facing a lot worse. Now, some January 6th defendants are indeed getting what they probably deserve. But many others are facing months or literally even years in federal prison for doing kind of what he did. Because when you think about what he did, it was a deliberate attempt by falsely pulling a fire alarm to disrupt the proceedings of the United States House of Representatives. Many people on January 6th were deliberately attempting to disrupt proceedings in the United States House of Representatives. Exactly the same thing. Some did it by, you know, breaking a window, which I think is worse. But when you pull a fire alarm, what happens? Well, if you're smart, you evacuate the building. Firefighters show up. And I can guarantee to you, in the United States Capitol, when a fire alarm goes off, the U.S. Capitol Fire Department, the Metropolitan Fire Department of the District of Columbia, the Metropolitan Police Department, the U.S. Capitol Police, they all respond. And members inside the building, maybe they're told, you know, shelter in place until we find out whether it's, you know, a legitimate fire alarm or not. But if there are tourists, they will start evacuating those tourists because nobody wants to take the chance. We live in a world where nobody wants to take any chances whatsoever. And here's this guy getting by with this. It just drives me crazy. Anti-Israel activists are out of control. They want to start doing a demonstration on a certain day. Let me tell you about that day coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to that podcast. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home?
Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at RABAveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, for social media, all of that stuff. And be sure and subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. The The attacks on October 7 in Israel have let loose some of the most despicable, and to me, from a purely sociological and political science point of view, a fascinating, despicable yet fascinating, onslaught of anti-Semitism. And now anti-Israel activists hope to rally a million-strong, which they will probably do, a million-strong demonstration on the streets of London on November 11th. What's November? You say, well, Michael, why do you care about November 11th? That's the same day as National Remembrance Day in the United Kingdom. And there's a two-minute silence. If you've ever heard this in the UK, it's eerily fascinating. A two-minute silence that's held for the nation's war day. And I mean, it goes silent. The cabbies, the black cabs, will stop. And they'll tell a tourist, it's Remembrance Day. 2 minutes. Just give us 2 minutes. I'll turn the meter off. 2 minutes. And most Londoners and most Brits will stop whatever they're doing for 2 minutes. Armistice Day, which along with Remembrance Sunday, has been a key date in that country's calendar since the end of the First World War. It's a somber moment. It sees the British monarch, the armed forces, veterans, members of the public turn out to pay tribute to the glorious dead, they call them. And particularly on a monument near number 10 Downing Street. Now, many Britons, I think most Britons truly, are angry at the idea of a rowdy, often foreign and foreign-backed demonstrators taking the streets to wave Palestinian flags and demonstrating against Israel in the midst of Armistice Day. With Nigel Farage and others calling on Prime Minister Sunak to stop it from going ahead, as they should. Now, the Tory leader, Prime Minister Sunak, posted a really mealy-mouthed social media message calling the protests disrespectful, but he appears to be unwilling to do absolutely anything about them. He appears unwilling to actually take any action beyond asking the Home Secretary, the equivalent of our Secretary of Homeland Security, to support the woke Metropolitan Police Department in managing the protest. Farage pointed out that our Prime Minister, by the way, in case you don't know who Nigel Farage is, a former member of the European Union Parliament and the one that led the Brexit movement to get the UK out of the EU, great guy in my opinion. He says, quote, our Prime Minister should simply say that we will block the pro-Palestine rally from taking place on Armistice Day, but he won't because he's gutless. And he is gutless. But there's a lot of gutless people everywhere these days. Islamo-fascist Hamas jihadists attacked Israel last month. They killed 1,400, including 33 Americans. Now, remember, 33 Americans died on October 7th. Do you hear much about that? No, you don't hear anything about that, because it's all being drowned out by the Hitler-like. I mean, like the true Hitler-like. You know, you're not supposed to make comparisons to Hitler. Well, it is Hitler-like. Because they are determined to exterminate the Jews. And in this country and countries all over the world, anti-Semitism is going on full bore. Anti-Semitism is rising around the world just once again. Including among Democrat members of Congress, I might add. Who blame Israel for Hamas's attack. That's like, and many people did, blaming the 9/11 hijackers on America. No, they made that choice. It's like blaming me as a gun owner for the actions of a criminal that engages in, I don't care whether it's a single murder or mass murder, blaming me because I'm a gun owner for their actions. Because of the noxious folks in their own midst, leftists from the media to the White House, they're all engaging in moral equivalence, fretting about Islamophobia. Do you know what else they're fretting about right now? Christian nationalism. Let me just cut to the chase and call it what I think it is. Christophobia. Whereas so-called Islamophobia typically manifests itself among people pointing out that Islamofascists are a real terror threat and we should be vigilant against attacks, Christophobia is the leftist affliction that equates adhering to biblical Christianity while being a patriotic American, equating that to hate speech and violence. Now, the reason for the left's, the Marxist Christian nationalism terminology ought to be obvious to us. Because their insinuation is that Christian nationalists are somehow like Nazis. Put that in your head. Or put that in your pipe and smoke it. But try to figure that out. The insinuation among the left out there screaming about Christian nationalism is the insinuation that Christian nationalists are somehow like Nazis. Does anybody want to tell them that anti-Semitic Nazis were indeed nationalist socialists? You see, Christian nationalism is a really deliberate and nebulous term. Although the Marxist pejorative usage, there are always, every time they use it, if I just create a vacuum here and just say Christian nationalists, is there anything in particular you might think about? Well, many people think about, which is what the left wants you to do, they want you to think about Charlottesville. They want you to think about white supremacy. But the truth is that neither word is inherently problematic. You know, Michael Knowles once noted that liberals hate Christian nationalism, not because it is a departure from American political tradition, but because it is the American political tradition, which liberals do not like, he says, close quote. You know, most of our founding fathers were arguably Christian nationalists, and all of them were patriots, too. Nevertheless, the Marxists have recently resurrected Christian nationalism as a pejorative, as a slur, because they want to apply it to the newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson. You see, Johnson is a Christian and part of the Republicans' Freedom Caucus. Oh, my gosh, which puts America first. So he must be a danger to America. Now, I disagree with Mike Johnson's stance on many things. Do you know, here's a shocker, Christians can disagree about certain things that they might believe is biblically based. Oh, you mean like Catholics might disagree about certain things? Or, I don't know, Hindus might disagree about certain things? Yes. I don't agree with everything that Mike Johnson believes in terms of his version of Christianity. And I'm certain that he probably disagrees with my version of Christianity. But both of us believe that we're Bible-based. His biblically-based faith leads him to believe things that are an anathema to the left. He believes that marriage is a union between one man and one woman. I happen to believe that if two men or two women want to engage in a civil union, I may think that that is morally wrong, or I may think that it's okay, but bottom line is, I don't care. If two men or two women want to engage in a civil union, or they want to engage in sexual activity in their bedroom, I don't care. Does that make me a non-Christian? You see, I don't think so. Just because I happen to believe that, well, okay, that's, if you want to engage in that, that's fine with me. But Mike Johnson does not. And he and I do agree about a couple of things. One, that life does begin at conception, and that there are indeed two sexes, that there are two genders. You know, the latter two things actually happen to be based on science, which the left claims exclusive rights to worship. But Mike Johnson has put his faith into action by supporting policies that comport with it. And that's where it drives the left nuts. What has he done? Well, he's done things like working with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And they say that's a problem because Johnson wants to somehow eviscerate the separation of church and state. No, he does not. Or that Johnson wants to make America a Christian theocracy. No, he does not. And then an author by the name of Catherine Stewart added to the list of horribles, quote, he's not just a speaker, he's a dictator, he's an enemy, he's an antichrist. Mark Patak, a former senior fellow at the hate-baiting Southern Poverty Law Center, Mike Johnson's not just a politician, he's a preacher, he's a crusader, he's a zealot, he's on a mission from God to save America from itself. Bill Maher compared Johnson to the mass-murdering assailant in Maine. Really? To the shooter in Lewiston, Maine? And the Daily Beast likened him to the Iranian mullahs and the Taliban. It's absolutely bizarre. This heated and truly alarmist rhetoric is a reminder that those on the left will try to terrify their fellow Americans regarding anyone to the right of Karl Marx. And, of course, Democrats are going to jump in on it, too. You know the Democrats will jump in on it. Why does the left, just ask yourself this question, why do those on the left, those, particularly those in leadership positions, I don't just mean leadership politically. I mean authors, of course, politicians, Hollywood, you know, think tanks, those that are, you know, famous in our society. Why do they hate Christianity so much? Well, because Marxism and Christianity, I mean, Marxism and communism push out Christianity, therefore making them Marxist and communists. Oh, it's just absolutely absurd what's going on. Elon Musk is at it again. Yep. Social media speech suppression, bunch of racketeers. Yeah, that's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I teased Elon Musk, but I want to call an audible on myself because of a few text messages that came in about this particular issue about Christian nationalism. So I want to make a couple of more points. We'll get to Elon. Elon can wait. You know, the Daily Beast and others are starting to use the term Christian nationalism since the election of Mike Johnson as Speaker. And one rag said that MAGA and Christian nationalism are, quote, a bigger threat to America than Hamas ever could be. Wow, that's quite a statement. So Christians who believe in life, who are opposed to murder, and I'm not necessarily talking about abortion, opposed to murder, you know, robbing and stealing, you know, believe in, you know, doing to others as you had others doing to you, that are forgiving people, and whether we agree with you or disagree with you, we're always forgiving, or at least we should try to be forgiving. And that's the biggest threat to America, bigger than Hamas. You know, another one even called Mike Johnson, the Speaker, the new face of Christo-fascism. Which is, as I said earlier, that's just a nonsensical oxymoron. But here's the problem. This really heated and alarmist rhetoric is a reminder that those on the left will try to terrify their fellow Americans regarding anybody, as I said, to the right of Karl Marx. Maxwell Frost, who's a Democrat congressman from, I forget where he's from now. He warned that Christian nationalism is a form of religious extremism making its way into our policies and undermining our democracy. Really? You know what I think, Congressman? I think that Marxism and communism is a form of your religious extremism. I think that, you know, climate change is a form of your religious extremism. I think that open borders are a form of your religious extremism. I think the idea that government ought to regulate every aspect of our lives is a form of your religious extremism, because I think your religious extremism is the government. And that's making it, and you're using that and making it way into our policies, and you're undermining our democracy. Although we're not a democracy, we're a Republican form of government. Baptist Joint Committee Executive Amanda Tyler testified about global religious freedom by demanding that it be curtailed if she can label it Christian nationalism, which she called the single greatest threat to religious liberty in the United States today. Wow. The Baptist Joint Committee executive? That's what she said? The last I checked, Christians aren't the ones forcing people of other religions to bake cakes, to display rainbow colors, or trying to censor speech, or like trying to intimidate Mike Johnson's wife into taking her Christian counseling website offline. You see, we believe, even though we may not accept or believe in your particular religion, we believe in our form of government, and that you can exercise yours, we'll exercise ours, and as long as you don't infringe on ours, we won't infringe on yours. And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? You know, the truth about Mike Johnson or other conservative Christians is a lot more palatable than leftists want you to think. You know, he calls the attacks absurd and disgusting, and I would expect him to do so. But what's under attack is not really Johnson, though, and he knows that. What those on the left are really leveling a broadside against is this country and our fundamental beliefs. The First Amendment, that Congress shall make no law respecting exercise of freedom, the freedom of religion or the exercise thereof, or the freedom of speech, or the right to peaceably assemble. And then we also believe that what Congress and the national government is doing is usurping our form of federalism, where states, you know, those of you who listen to me for a long time, I try to remind people, and I do this every so often, you know, what's the name of this country? It's not America. In fact, you ask anybody in South America, they get kind of pissed off if you say, well, I live in America. I don't live in America. Do you know where I live? I live in the United States of America, because that's what we really are. We are 50, or according to Barack Obama, 57, but we are 50 states that are united for self-governance. I live in Colorado. You live somewhere else. The federal government is a central government of limited and enumerated powers, and the real power is supposed to lie in the state. Now, when I say that, you probably laugh because we've completely inverted it. But that's what Marxists and communists want. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Joe Biden's presidential campaign is predicting what it calls a very close race in 2024.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Simone Ladin says Israel is taking a slow and well-planned approach to its invasion in Gaza. That's to compensate for Hamas's tactics like the use of tunnels.
They're also at the same time using pinpoint strikes from the air, and they're also doing some targeted assassinations, which, as we know, Israel wrote the book on.
Ladin was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Jewish Insider editor Josh Kroshauer says it's disturbing that students on college campuses across the country are holding pro-Hamas rallies and chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free."
It means exterminate Israel. To get Israel off the map, Israel should not exist as a country. It's an exterminationist chant. And anyone who's saying that probably knows what they're saying, or if not, they shouldn't be on a college campus and be eligible to study at an Ivy League university or a top university of higher education.
Kroshauer says Cornell, along with other universities, was very hesitant to condemn the October 7th Hamas attacks against Israel as anti-Semitism. Those attacks, right about a month ago now, left more than 1,400 Israelis dead, the worst bloodshed against Jews since the days of the Holocaust. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-939-1331. That's 800-939-1331. 800-939-1331.
Schools across the country are preparing for a shortage of a cafeteria staple, as Ben Thomas explains.
It's those little half-pint milk cartons, and it's not the milk itself that's in short supply. Dairy suppliers and state officials say it's the cardboard cartons. Pactive Evergreen, which bills itself as the leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging in North America, acknowledges significantly higher than projected demand for its milk cartons. And school officials in New York, Pennsylvania, California, and Washington State say they're preparing backup options, such as limiting the types of milk they offer, pouring milk into cups, using bulk dispensers, or serving other options, such as water. Milk is required to be served with school meals, but the USDA is allowing districts to adapt during the shortage, including skipping milk altogether. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Three passengers are suing Alaska Airlines, saying they suffered emotional distress after an off-duty pilot allegedly tried to shut down the engines of a Washington State to San Francisco flight in midair.
Charging documents say the pilot was riding in the cockpit's jump seat when he tried to pull two handles that would engage a fire suppression system and cut fuel to the engines. He was quickly subdued and the plane diverted safely to Portland, Oregon. Plaintiffs in the suit say he should not have been allowed in the cockpit because he was suffering from depression and lack of sleep.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. Former President Barack Obama has been directing the Biden White House on artificial intelligence. According to aides to both men, Obama has been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides. On Monday, Biden signed an executive order establishing government oversight of AI development. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We got rules of engagement on this program. They're pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to tell me or ask me anything, you simply text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. So you type in the phone number, 33103. Then in the message, you start the message out with either Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or ask me anything. If you'd like to find a local affiliate that carries the program, what time they air the program. Some affiliates, repeat the program at different times, so if you miss it, you can find it again. If you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, stream it live, whatever you want to do, you can do everything at one website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Get over there right now, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Let me tell you about the podcast. If you subscribe to the podcast, this is the name of the podcast that you subscribe to, The Situation with Michael Brown. You go hit the subscribe button on The Situation with Michael Brown, whatever podcast app you're using. Give us a 5-star review, of course. And then you get all of the podcasts that we do. You get the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You get the weekend program that airs noon to 3, generally on most affiliates, on Saturdays. You get 6 days a week of Michael Brown. That way you can cancel your prescription for Ambien or anything else, because I'll put you to sleep every single time. I was trying to find the article during the break, but apparently I can't find it now. But I want to talk about Twitter. But I want to give you some context before I do. Because before any of you start sending me text messages about, why are you talking about Twitter? I don't even know what text. I already had a text message earlier about, I don't even know what Twitter is. Yes, you do. You're lying. You know what Twitter is. You may ask yourselves, why is Twitter important? Well, it's not just Twitter. It's social media in general. It's all of those things I told you to go follow me on, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Because that's where a majority of people are now getting their news. When you look at the Nielsen ratings, for even Fox News, but television in general, the networks, the cable channels, when it comes to news programs, not necessarily the opinion shows, but the news programs, those numbers are dropping. When you look at your local newspaper, you're saying to yourself, what local newspaper? Very few people anymore get a physical newspaper. It's online. And, of course, it's usually behind a paywall. For example, I've subscribed to the Wall Street Journal since, well, I'm a nerd, since I was in high school. But I no longer get the print edition. I only get the online edition. It's the same with the Denver Gazette. I don't subscribe to the Denver Post because it's a liberal rag and I'm not going to waste my time or money. But I do subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times. I subscribe to a lot of national newspapers, even though they're liberal rags, because nonetheless they have stories that most Americans are getting their news from. Because what happens is, if the New York Times publishes something, now Facebook's changing this a little bit, and I'll explain why in a minute. But if the New York Times publishes something, that gets picked up by the Associated Press, and they will take that story and they will plaster it through newspapers all across the country, large and small. So a small town newspaper, if you look closely, they'll have a front page story about, you know, Matilda's cat got pulled out of a tree yesterday, but then there'll be some story about Hamas or whatever. Well, that story is not from a local reporter, probably not even from a state reporter. It's from a reporter from the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times, sometimes the Houston Chronicle or the Wall Street Journal or the Associated Press, and those stories get blasted all across the country. That's for people, generally baby boomers, and others who are actively engaged in social media. But even Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, where most young people are getting their news, it's all biased. And so what they're learning, I've given this example before of these Jewish friends that my wife and I have, used to be our vet. They're from New York. And oftentimes we've laughed about their parents. Some are deceased, some have now moved to Florida, but one still lives in New York. She gets all of her news from the New York Times and whatever network news she's listening to on TV. Oh, she'll listen to WABC or she'll listen to New York One or one of the local stations for local news, but for all the national news, it's the New York Times and NBC, CBS, or ABC. And that's her worldview. Now, I know she's older. She's probably in her 80s or 90s now. But that her worldview has been formed over time solely from the New York Times. Can you imagine what she thinks? Well, yeah. She votes Democrat, which astounds me. But Jews are not a monolithic group of people. But she votes for Democrats all the time. And she thinks that people like me, people like you, are just absolutely nut jobs. Well, probably me, but maybe not you. But then you get down into the younger demographics. Their news is coming from social media. And that's primarily, not even Facebook anymore. It's primarily YouTube, Instagram, and still some degree, Twitter. So that's why this story about Twitter is so dang important. Even if you don't have a Twitter account, you need to understand this. Because the greatest domestic threat, you know, we face a lot of domestic threats. The whole climate change bullcrap, over-government regulation, taxation, the national debt, the deficit, everything are really domestic threats. But probably the greatest domestic threat overall to American liberty is the unmitigated suppression of alternative conservative speech by mass and social media platforms. Not a single Republican inside the Beltway is focusing on this threat. In fact, most people inside the Beltway are oblivious to it. Now, I have frequently talked about how successful the big tech oligarchs and their co-conspirators in government have been, who have institutionalized the suppression of free speech. The biggest and most blatant offender, of course, is Facebook, including their collaboration with Joe Biden's White House basement speech suppression squads. Oh, they're speech suppression squads? Yes. The White House collaborated directly with Facebook, particularly in the early stages of the administration, to do what government cannot do, and that is to suppress speech. So instead, they sat down with Facebook and said, oh, look, this is disinformation. This is misinformation. Now, let's pause for a moment. Do you really want that blithering old idiot, the President of the United States, or the people that work for him, determining for you what is accurate or inaccurate information? No, thank you. I'll kindly do that myself. Enter Elon Musk, because he did something this week that I want you to know about. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe. You know, speaking of social media, subscribe, you know, follow me on Twitter right now at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. Enter Elon Musk. That's next.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape, whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103 and go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, to follow me on social media and subscribe to the podcast and do all of that. So I found the article was in The Atlantic, and it's about social media news readership is on the decline. And it cites a Pew Research study, published a new study showing that fewer adults, so 18 up, said they regularly followed the news. Fewer adults, on average, said they regularly followed the news in 2021 or 2022 than in any other year surveyed. They started asking this question in 2016. So over the past 7 years, more and more Americans simply don't follow the news at all. You cannot have a survivable republic without a well-informed citizenry. And you can't have a well-informed citizenry unless we know what the heck's going on and learn to critically think about that. So enter Elon Musk, because Twitter, for quite some time, was the go-to social media platform for news outlets, television, print, radio, everything. And then Twitter decided that, Facebook decided that at one point, you know, the news feed is your feed on Facebook. Have you looked at it lately, for those of you who are still on Facebook? I didn't think about this until I read this story. So I went back and I went through my Facebook feed. You can follow me on Facebook at Michael D. Brown. There's a little group there, private group for listeners. And I realized it's gone. It really is gone. Facebook has changed the algorithm so that I'm getting very little, if any, news in my feed whatsoever, because they're trying to get back to the roots. Well, Facebook was the most blatant offender in terms of this absolute unholy alliance between government and big tech. And then Musk comes along this week and detailed the speech suppression operation at Twitter and how significant it was, because what he is describing is precisely what was happening at Facebook also. Here, this is according to Musk. Quote, the degree to which Twitter was simply an arm of the government and was not well understood by the public, and everything was like Pravda, basically, a state publication. That's the way to think of the old Twitter. A state publication, a government publication. There was basically oppression of any views that even I would say be considered middle of the road, certainly anything on the right. And I'm not talking about far right. I'm just talking about mildly right. Republicans were suppressed at 10 times the rate of Democrats. That's because old Twitter was fundamentally controlled, completely controlled by the far left. Now, Twitter's always been a mess. Twitter's still a mess, in my opinion. But I've learned how to manage Twitter. It took some time for me to learn how to do that. And I do that through the use of lists so that my feed is not cluttered a lot. Fact is, Facebook which is also completely controlled by the far left, as Twitter was, they still run a massive conservative speech suppression program. And I see that in my feed because I don't get articles from conservative-leaning platforms or organizations anymore. Can you imagine what the political landscape of this country would look like if the mass and the social media platforms were actually neutral and objective? You go back to 1996, you know, right after Al Gore invented the internet. I saw social media platforms and the advent of freelance conservative thought. Now, it always existed. You had National Review, you had Human Events, all of which still exist in one form or another. But you didn't have this broad, freelance, grandiose. It's like going to the supermarket. It's like going to the grocery store and walking down the aisle that contains all the bottled water. I always joke about how many different kinds of bottled water do we really need? Well, I'm not trying to limit it. I'm just saying I'm fascinated by it. Well, the same was true pretty much from 1996 on, that there was this huge growth of platforms or organizations or entities that gave us differing points of view. And I thrived on that. I loved that. Because, you know, in terms of even radio, or even just in terms of understanding what was going on in the news, I was able to juxtapose, oh, this organization says this organization says that. Why is that true? What do they cite? It was the opportunity to do really critical thinking, and both sides were offering me different views. Not anymore. Not anymore. I actually saw the internet and then the social media platforms as the greatest advancement in free speech since the invention of the Gutenberg press, and indeed as a medium for alternatives to the mainstream media, it has proven to be that. Conservative talk radio has proven to be that. And it shows that programs like this and others that you listen to in your local area or anywhere around the country, or the national programs, show that there is a market for these ideas. We get convinced because we're so sucky at retail politics. And by us, I mean those of us on the political right of the political spectrum. We're so sucky and so horrible at retail politics. And we're so sucky and so bad about dealing with the things that Democrats impose that keep us from winning that we forget that we have this vast ability to communicate with so many people. And at the same time, suppression of free speech continues. Republican legislators, they really think they can make headway without busting up these monopolies, or at least disabling their ability to suppress free speech, or by simply exposing the collusion between government and these platforms, or maybe altering or revoking their Section 230 immunity, which gives them immunity from any liability for things they may say or do. Force them back to be really platforms. A platform versus a publisher? The platform is, as Facebook or Twitter ought to be, you can publish anything. It's up to you, other than maybe child pornography or something. And if you defame someone, if you libel someone, well, that's not our problem. That's between you and whoever defamed you. That's a platform. A publisher is like a newspaper. They choose what you get to read. They choose the letters to the editor. They choose what stories make it off out of the editorial room. We need to get back to that. We need to get back to platforms, actual platforms. When we get back, a potpourri of things. The October jobs numbers reports, a big disappointment for one. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Wow. It's on the rise, and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. That's the first rule of engagement. Second one is you go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me on all of those. Subscribe to the podcast. You can find a local affiliate. You can do everything at the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. By the way, when you subscribe to the podcast, please do me a favor and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That gets you the weekday program, the weekend program. We've combined, we've consolidated those all into one. So you just simply subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The jobs numbers came out, and everybody was surprised, shocked. Well, it depends on who you listen to. It actually depends on who you listen to, because the jobs numbers really weren't quite as great as what people expected them to be. The Labor Department reported that only 150,000 jobs were added last month. Kind of uninspiring in its own right. The Dow Jones forecast was 170,000 jobs, so they were short by 20,000. The United Auto Workers strike is being at least partly blamed for the shortfall, because the manufacturing sector saw jobs overall begin to constrict. Everyone keeps saying that we have to bring manufacturing back to this country. I would love to see more manufacturing come back to this country. I think realistically, that's not going to happen. Think about why. Now, I don't care whether you're pro-union or anti-union. I'm not trying to put this in either category. But the United Auto Workers just struck a deal with the Big Three, and they are on average going to get, are you ready, drum roll here, a 25% wage increase. Wow. If you're making $1 an hour, you're suddenly making $1.25 an hour. Now, that's going to ripple through the entire economy. And that's going to cause everyone else's wages to either go up or the number of jobs to go down so that businesses can continue. And I know you've experienced this. You work for a company, and the company comes to you and says, we want you to know that on Friday we fired Billy Bob, and so now you have to do your job and Billy Bob's job. And you're like, okay, what's my increase in pay? You actually ask the company, okay, so how much more am I going to get paid for that? And let's be honest, that's just about the dumbest question you can ask, because the answer is you're not going to get paid anything else. And that's happening everywhere. Why? Why is that happening everywhere? Because the cost of doing business in this country is becoming astronomically high. When you look at, for example, because of climate change, oh my gosh, we have to convert everything to green energy. Really? Why? Oh, because we got to save the planet. Well, how about we recognize that we're not going to just suddenly, by the year 2032, like they want to do in Colorado, have 87% or whatever the number is of all cars sold be electric vehicles. It's just not going to happen. But the costs are nonetheless going to be passed on to you whether you buy an EV or not. That's happening today in the subsidies. So every time there's a wage increase by the unions, those wage increases trickle down to all the peripheral companies and businesses that support auto manufacturing. And then those costs increase. And then the costs of those peripheral companies increase. And so companies have to figure out, how can we continue to make a profit? Oh, you don't think they should make a profit, because profits are evil. you know, some people in this country actually believe that, that when companies make profits, that it's evil. Well, no, it's not, because those companies take those profits and they either pay shareholders, if they're a publicly traded company, or they pay themselves, and that money gets reinvested, either in the company or in the purchase of goods and products elsewhere. If, for example, if I own a small company, not publicly traded but privately held, and I start making, you know, my profit margin goes from 2 or 3% to, say, 10%. Wow, that's a big windfall for me. Well, I can choose, as a small business owner, to invest some of that increased profit back into my company by hiring additional people, maybe buying some additional equipment, maybe renting a new space somewhere or building my own space. Or I might decide, you know what, I'm going to take some of that money and I'm going to take a trip somewhere. Or I'm going to buy a new car. I'm going to buy a new Nikon camera. I'm going to buy a new whatever it's going to be. All of that money gets churned. Or I might say, you know what, I'm going to put some of that money and invest in gold. So I go to a company and buy gold. By the way, if you want to buy gold, I highly recommend you go to michaelbrowngold.com. No, it's not my company. It's a sponsor of mine, michaelbrowngold.com. I might buy some gold. Well, if I do, that helps that company. That also gives me an investment. The money gets used. Or I might put it into the stock market. I might put it into treasuries. The money just doesn't sit somewhere. With inflation as it is, I'm not going to take that extra dollar of profit and stick it in my mattress. Why? Because that dollar, if I stick it in my mattress, is going to lose, what's the current inflation? Well, what, 7, 8%? So for every month that it sits in my mattress, it's going to lose 7 or 8% in purchasing power. And that's cumulative every month. So at the end of 10 months, it's lost 70% of its purchasing power. So no, I'm not going to stick it in my mattress. I'm going to do something that either benefits me with enjoyment. Maybe I take a trip to, I don't know, I'm not sure where I go in the world right now, but I go somewhere. Well, that supports the airlines, that supports the cab companies, that supports the hotel, that supports the travel and leisure industry. It helps restaurants. Or I put it in the market, and that helps other businesses that are trying to grow. The point of all of this is very simple. When we see wage increases as they are, and you see the number of people that are dropping out of the workforce, that are no longer working for jobs, the job participation rate continues to decline. That means that manufacturing costs are higher. So if my little company that I just described is manufacturing widgets, it's probably cheaper for me to manufacture those widgets in Vietnam or Mexico, or I would never do it in China, but I could certainly make it cheaper in China, I'm sure. So I go elsewhere. I go offshore. I go out of the country to manufacture my widgets, and then I bring those widgets into the country, and then I either put the final touches on them or I just sell them as is or whatever. Manufacturing is not going to come back to this country. Meanwhile, so jobs numbers are down. The headline unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. That came in above the anticipated 3.8%. Hourly wages increased 0.2%. Also coming in below a forecast of 0.3%. And inflation continued rising up 0.1% to 4.1% over last year. Remember, that's cumulative. So when someone tells you, oh, inflation has dropped to 4.1%, that means inflation still exists. The 4.1% is just for last month. All of these are indications that the warnings of an economic downturn appear to be actually true. Now, given the negative report, the Federal Reserve decided this past week not to increase the Federal Reserve rate by 25 basis points. They just left it where it is. But here's what we're beginning to see. We're beginning to see all those previous Fed rate hikes now filter down to long-term borrowing, like mortgages, car loans. All of that's going up. And all of that's because Bidenomics is absolutely unequivocally failing this country. It's putting us in a position where you have to ask yourself, can we survive this? Can we actually survive just how bad the economy is? You see, there's a fiscal storm coming. And that fiscal storm ought to scare the bejesus out of you. I started to say something wrong. That fiscal storm is coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. There's a storm coming. I'll be right back.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive-Thru and donate or give online at RABAVeterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive-Thru and donate or give online at RABAVeterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Storm's coming. Yes, it is. Someone asked me during the week to comment on how are we going to deal with $33.5 trillion in debt? You know, the Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, Jamie Dimon, who I don't always agree with everything he says, but I think he's a pretty smart guy. Former Harvard President Larry Summers, Barack Obama's economic advisor. All of these bigwigs, all of the smart people are all beginning to talk about how the United States is going to soon experience a major monetary upheaval because of that $33.5 trillion debt. Jim Rogers, who's a very well-known investor, says it this way: no nation has ever been as deeply in debt as the United States is, and that cannot be good. Somebody's going to suffer. The question is, when does the suffering begin? Well, the answer to that is it already has. Because that $33.5 trillion in debt soaks up so much of the federal budget that you got to keep increasing taxes, you have to keep going in further and further in debt. It's like the person who has put everything on the credit card, and they've maxed out the credit card, but they get another credit card, and they keep putting more on the credit card. And they just keep digging themselves deeper and deeper into a hole, and they're just paying the minimum amount due to the point where it's just never going to get paid off. You know, the government at one time, and I know this is hard to believe, but the government at one time had a sense of obligation to protect from those who would take advantage of them during life-threatening weather. That does not extend to the financial storm that's about to hit us. According to Americans for Tax Reform, over the past decade, annual spending by the 50 state governments, remember the United States of America, excluding what they passed on from Washington, increased almost 52%. And total annual spending by the federal government itself rose almost 70% over that same decade, more than three times as fast as the almost 22% increase in population growth, all adjusted for inflation. Those are mind-numbing numbers. Annual spending by the states, excluding what they got from the feds. Now, remember, spending by the states, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Spending by the states comes from you. I know, shocker, right? Well, guess what? Spending by the federal government comes from you. But Michael, no, they borrow that from the Federal Reserve. Yeah, and that borrowing comes from you. Because you pay for it in higher interest rates. You pay for that, and your children pay for it, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, if they're even around, will also pay for it in higher taxes. And every time that debt gets larger and larger, we pay for it one way or another. The states increased their spending almost by almost 52%, and the federal government increased their spending by almost 70%. And all of that was three times faster than the annual population growth, even with all of the illegal aliens coming in. And then you look at the jobs numbers. Now, let me give you a different job number. I want you to think about jobs in a different way. Let's go back to September. Because in September, the jobs numbers were, everybody stood up and said, hallelujah. 336,000 new jobs were added back in September. Of the 336,000 jobs added in September, almost 100,000 of those were at some level of government. including 41,000 new spots that were created in government-subsidized health care. And 137,000, or more than 40% of all the jobs currently being filled in the in the public sector. Federal, state, and local governments have put themselves in a position to appear to economize when the coming fiscal crisis finally hits. But even after cosmetic cuts, which Republicans will scream, look what we did, we cut something, we've reached the point of, does it really matter? Does it really matter? I want you to think about something called the Inflation Reduction Act. Do you know, every time I find and start digging into the Inflation Reduction Act, I find something else that has nothing to do with reducing inflation, but actually increasing inflation or increasing government spending or increasing the size of government. It created something called a climate core. Yes. We have the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines. We got the Coast Guard. We've got the National Guard. We need the climate core. We need the climate guards. Ali Zadi, you know who that is? That's Biden's climate advisor. He says that the climate core is slated to employ millions of people. Maybe they'll hire you. To do the essential work of averting climate catastrophe and building a fair and equitable new economy. Ah, a socialist economy, a centralized planned economy. That's what they're really after. And we sit around like dummies, not recognizing that what this is going to do to us. You know, even let's take New York, for example. They haven't even tried, the Democrat politicians in New York haven't even tried to disguise their use of climate legislation to guarantee a post-fiscal crisis expansion of government so that when the proverbial feces hits the fan of this fiscal catastrophe that we're about to face, you know what their answer is going to be? Expand the government even more. Yeah. Happy weekend, everybody. The New York legislature created a Climate Action Council. They recently published something called the Scoping Plan. That commits New York to funding at least 300,000 emissions control jobs over the coming years, completely regardless of whatever environmental technological advances we might make, or what environmental technologies might actually be in use at the time. 300,000. You want a job? You want a government job? Can't get fired? Got nice bennies? Move to New York. You could get an emissions control job. All of that being funded by the federal government in the Inflation Reduction Act. So if you live in Wyoming, you live in Nevada, you live in Kansas, you live in Mississippi, and you think that, oh, I don't care about those jobs in New York, oh, let me tell you, bucko, you're paying for them. You're paying for them. Oh, I'm not done. When we get back, let's go to education. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.